His disciples heard him and said some words that you and I can think about when they said in John 7, down in verse 46, no man ever spoke like this man. When you think about hearing Jesus, when we think about hearing the voice of Jesus, many times one may think they're going to hear him in an audible way. But today I want to show you in the light of the scriptures, number one, how important it is that we are hearing Jesus. And then we're going to look at how we hear Jesus, and we hear him through his word. Does that make sense to the congregation? We hear Jesus speak to us today through his word. Again, John 7, 46, no man ever spoke like this man. Listen, Jesus, whatever he says, goes. We know that this world is framed by God's great word. We know that Jesus spoke of the birds of the air. We know he spoke of the lilies of the field. And we know that this same Jesus speaks to us, you and me, this very day. I love the passage of scriptures that we find over in the book of John, chapter 4, down around verse 25 and 26, when Jesus addressed the woman at the well. Take a look. The Bible said, the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called who? Christ, the Bible says. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And in verse 26, watch what Jesus says. In verse 26, Jesus said to her, I who speak to you, the Bible says, am he. He is speaking. So she is hearing the voice of Jesus today. You and I can hear the voice of Jesus today. And when we look at the Word of God, when we read God's Word, we know that it is inspired of him. We can literally hear the voice of God this very moment. So let's be sure that we forget not that Jesus not only spoke there, but he does speak to us today. Over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, down in verses 1 and 2, the scripture says, God who at various times and in various ways, I love this, and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. Now watch verse 2. Has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, for whom also he made the what? He made the world itself. Listen, it is awesome. It is a beautiful benefit for the child of the Most High God. It is a beautiful blessing today that you and I can sit back and listen to the voice of Jesus. We can listen to what Jesus says. We can sit at the very feet of Jesus. We can stand at the foot of the cross. We can stand right there with our Savior and listen to what he has to say through his beautiful word. I think that is one of the greatest treasures of all time. Jesus was the greatest gift ever given to mankind. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, and I submit to you that his word, the Bible, sure does run a close second. Amen? The fact that we know what Jesus wants from each and every one of us. Why? Because we can be at the foot of Jesus and we can hear it from the master teacher. We can hear it from the great physician. We can hear it from that wonderful counselor, that mighty Savior, Jesus Christ. So the title of our lesson today, two words, hear Jesus. Say that with me. Hear, no, you didn't do your finger, do it with me. Hear, Amy, do you, let me see. Hear, did you do your finger? Hear, all right. Hear, Larry's doing both of them, trying to make up for anybody. So there we go. So I want us to understand, to hear Jesus, that's the title of our lesson today. I say that because you and I, if we are going to survive spiritually in this world, in our spiritual walk with Jesus Christ, I want to let you know that no matter how powerful you are, how smart you are, we cannot do it without listening to the voice of Jesus. Amen? The Bible tells us, Eric, it is not in man who walks to do what? To direct, that's right, Jerry, to direct his own steps. We have a plethora, a great volume of people that tried to direct their own steps, and they sure messed it up, didn't they? What's a guy's name that ended up in the belly of a fish? What's that boy's name? Jonah. And so he really tried to direct his own step, and we see what happened. There's another guy that tried to direct his own step, and he ended up murdering his own brother out of jealousy and rage. He thought he could do something his way without doing it God's way. Does anybody know who they are? Cain murdered Abel. And then we know another guy that was a friend of Jesus, so-called friend of Jesus, that he sold his master. He sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. He was directing his own steps. And what happened to him? He hanged himself. It cost him his life, didn't it? He was so full of guilt. He tried to kind of fix it, if I may, but he didn't. There's another couple that we read about a month and a half ago in one of our lessons in Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira. Listen, Esther, they tried to direct their own steps. They thought they could do what they wanted to do. They thought they could just lie to the Holy Spirit. They thought they could deceive and not listen to the voice of God. But by not listening to the voice of God, what did it do? It cost them their life. Amen? Let me submit to you today, brothers and sisters, and to myself, that if we fail to listen to the voice of God, if we refuse to hear Jesus, I promise you, and the Scripture tells you where you're going to be, and these will go away into everlasting punishment. But the righteous, the Christian, the one that hears, the ones that respond to what the Scripture says, the Bible says, into eternal life. Are we together, congregation? So let us make sure today that we hear Jesus. The first point I want us to examine this morning as we talk about hearing the voice of Jesus will let us know this. When we hear Jesus, when we hear His voice, we are hearing the voice of authority, aren't we? We are hearing the voice of authority. God has all authority, and who did He give it to? The preachers? Did He give it to the deacons? Did He give it to the elders and the song leaders? Absolutely not. He gave it to who? His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes or no? So folks, listen. If we know anything at all about the Bible, we know that Christ Jesus is here, listen to me, on and by the very authority of His Father. Well, I don't like people telling me that unless you have proof of it. Does that make sense? I want to see the biblical proof when you tell me something, and boy, did we find it. If you'll look over at Matthew chapter 28, 18, especially, I mean, you can go 18 through 20, that's fine. I did the last two verses because I knew Harvey would complain. But if we look at Matthew 28, if you look at verse 18, the Bible says, and who came? Congregation, we're in verse 18. Are we ready? And who came? There you go. And what did He do? He spoke to them saying, give me the next two words. How much of the authority was given to Him? Bobby, what does it say? How much authority? Oh, there you go. All authority has been given to me, Jesus, in heaven and on earth. Absolutely. So then He says this. He said, just go. Make disciples, all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even at the end of age. If we're not hearing Jesus, if we're not hearing that voice of our Father, how do we know then what to teach other people? Does that make sense? I can't teach you. You can't teach me if we're not hearing the voice of Jesus. And we hear the voice of Jesus by His Word, brothers and sisters. The very Word of Jesus. We know that He has authority. Even the storms, you remember that? The storms cease at the voice of Jesus Christ. We know that the demons obeyed at the voice of Jesus Christ. We know that Christ has authority that even the dead would be raised upon His command. Isn't that right? That's the authority that our Jesus has. You don't look like you believe me, so let me show you. Matthew chapter 8. I'll take you through it then. Matthew 8, 23 through 32. When you find it, say all found. Very good. So Matthew 8, 23 through 32. Watch this. Now when He, who's the He? Very good. Now when Jesus got to a boat, His disciples, both a bunch, what? That's plural, disciples followed Him. Suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea so that the boat was covered with waves, but Jesus was fast, what? Then His disciples came to Him, woke Him up, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. And He said to them, why are you fearful, O ye of little what? Then He, Jesus, arose and rebuked the winds and the sea. And as soon as He did that, the Bible says there was a great what? So you can't tell me that He doesn't have the authority, that even the storms obey Him. Even the sea obeys Him. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey Him? When He had come to the other side, to the country of the Gerasenes, there met Him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one even passed that way. They had a corner on that market, didn't they? People were terrified. They didn't want any part of this program. Suddenly, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? Now, a good way off from there was a herd of many swine. And what were they doing? So the demons begged him, begged Jesus, saying, if you, watch this, if you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of the swine. And in verse 32, he said to them, go. So when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine. Suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea. And the Bible says, and what did they do in the water? They perished. They died right there, wasn't it? It was the very end of that. So now we're saying that the voice of Jesus, hear Jesus, say it with me, hear Jesus. We have to listen, because what we see now is the authority that he's given, that he can even calm that. He can even cast out demons. He's doing all of these things. It doesn't take long to see, when we consider the voice of Jesus, that we are hearing the voice of authority. Another example where Jesus raised one from the dead and causing the blind to see, that's over in Matthew 9, 18 through 30. Read that later today, and you'll get a thrilling example, brothers and sisters, of what we just talked about. It's easy to see. It really is. It's easy to see that Jesus has the voice of authority. What he says goes. You didn't act like you want any part of that. What he says, I am the Alpha. It begins with me and it ends with me. If it begins with Jesus, if it begins with God, and it ends with God, and it ends with Jesus, I want to heed to his voice. Amen? So I want to, the title of our lesson, two words. Here, Amy. Yeah. So Amy and I are struggling with her. Here we go. I see a few. Oh, some more people forgot to go like that. Okay. So hear Jesus. That's what I want you to walk out today. It's going to be simple. Somebody says, what did your preacher preach on? Hear Jesus. That's what I want us to remember. And we can carry that with us throughout the week. Does that make sense? So it's easy to see, seriously, that Jesus has the voice of authority. What he says goes. So let's be sure, knowing that we are holding and keeping to his commandments. And we do that because we love him. We do that because I want to, and I hope that you want to spend eternity, to be with him for eternity, because we can't spend eternity anywhere. So when you hear the voice of Jesus, just remember that we are hearing the voice of authority, authority given by God, the Creator. The second point that I want us to examine this morning, we talk about the title of our lesson, Hear Jesus. When we hear Jesus, we hear the voice of instruction. Do you agree with that? Thank you, God, for giving me the instructions. I tried, when Jerry Jr. was a little boy, I tried to put a baby bed together without instructions. I believe and I'm convinced that I need money today, because I think that's where Transformers were created. Started out looking like a baby bed, and it looked like a go-kart when I got through with it. It was terrible. But when Paula said, follow the instructions, and I followed the instructions, guess what? We had a baby bed. Well, part of it. There were some pieces broken, so duct tape works on everything. It's important that we follow instructions, isn't it? It is important that when it comes to our salvation, that we follow God's instructions. How are we going to know what his instructions are? Hear Jesus. That's how we're going to know what to do. I think it's important. Now, I know it's important. If we go back to Matthew 7, we're going to look at verses 21 through 29. When we think about the awesome voice of Jesus, you and I must remember that it is a voice of instruction. Thankfully, Jesus gives us instructions in his word, through his word, what he expects of each and every one of his followers. In Matthew 7, 21 through 29, we can clearly see that Jesus has the voice of instruction. Jesus had the voice that teaches, the voice that will lead us to that beautiful place called heaven. Matthew 7, 21 through, what did I tell y'all, 29? All right, well, let's do it. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the... In where? In heaven. So he who hears my voice. Is that right? He who listens to me. Now watch this. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never, come on, depart from me, ye who practice what? Lawlessness or iniquity. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I'll be likened to him as a wise man who built this house upon a rock, that solid foundation. Watch this. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew, beat on that house, and it didn't fall. For it was founded, why? On what? It was founded on the rock, something solid. Well, listen to me. The voice of Jesus, when we hear Jesus, his instructions are solid, aren't they? So we can do just what this, but watch this. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. May look pretty good right there, brothers and sisters. May have some nice shutters and a good-looking roof on it. May have it all decked out inside until rain comes. Watch this. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, beat on the house. The Bible says, and it fell, and great was its what? Fall. So it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. I'm so thankful today, and I hope and pray that you are, for Jesus giving you and me instructions on what we are to do. Thank you, Jesus, for the voice of instruction. Thank you, Lord, that Father above, that you are sending us this teacher, Jesus Christ, that you have sent that teacher from above, as we see in John chapter 3, down in verse 2. The question that we can all ask ourselves right now is this: are we truly, truly listening to the voice of Jesus Christ today? Have we listened? Are we listening? Will we continue to listen to that voice of authority, to that voice of instruction? Are we listening to his soul-saving instruction? I appreciate so much what Jared did just a few moments ago, and I promise you I didn't pay him to do that. When he had you to quote with him or to read with him the greatest invitation that you'll ever receive in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. I'm so glad he did that, because sadly there's still people in my family, people in your family, people in our church family that are still yet to come to Jesus Christ, to bring their sins, to bring their faults, to bring that confession, to bring their life, to submit fully unto him, to the foot of Jesus Christ, allowing him to carry all of that to that cross where he gave his life for you and me. There are still people today that's rejecting the invitation of Jesus Christ. They're still rejecting the instructions that God has given. They're still not listening to the authority of the Father or the instruction given by Jesus Christ, his Son. I beg you in the light of the Scriptures, I beg you in the presence of God and these witnesses, when you know something's not right in your relationship with God, please don't toy with that. Let there be no delay. Get it right and get it right today, because this is the voice of authority. This is the voice that you will hear. Well done, good and faithful servant, enter to the Lord, or you'll hear, depart from me, I never knew you. You will hear one of those two items. Do you agree with that? So, brothers and sisters, I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to say. I'm telling you, I'm begging you, get it right and do it without delay, because he is the voice of instruction. We heard him give us instruction back in Matthew 28, and then over in the book of Mark, chapter 16, 15 and 16, he says, go preach the gospel to everybody. And he says, he who believes in his shall be saved, but he who believes not shall be condemned. So you see that passage of Scripture, that instruction that he gives us is soul-saving, isn't it? Number one, it's soul-saving for us because we are to hold to his commandments. He's commanded us to go and to teach and preach. But he's also letting the one that's listening, the one that's hearing the word of God, he's letting them make a decision. I'm either going to respond to the invitation. I'm going to put Jesus on in baptism upon my confession of faith. I'm from this point on going to live my life for the Lord and do what Jesus is calling me to do. Or I'm going to concentrate more on popularity and peer pressure, and I'm going to do what I want to do. God, you don't tell me what to do. I know you have the voice of authority. I know you have the voice of instruction. But I'll respond when I'm good and ready to respond. Is that the attitude of some of us today? It's a great big yeah. I have to go to God every day, every single day, and say, God, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I try to usurp the authority of the Father. I'm sorry that I try to usurp the authority of Jesus when I try to make my own decisions. Everything we say and everything we do should be in line with the Scriptures. Do you agree with that? Colossians 3, only one person agree with that? Okay. So Colossians 3, 17, whatever we do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what we are to do, brothers and sisters. So listen to the voice of instruction. The title of our lesson are two words, and what are they? Very good, Georgia. Tony, you didn't do your ear. Hear Jesus. Okay, very good. See, Georgia helped him. She actually hit him. Okay, very good. We're going to do what he says because we... Larry's got him going again. All right, John 14, 15, quote it with me. If you love me, I'm proud of you. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 15, 14, Paula, you are my friends if you do what I command you to do. Very good. Paul, only reason I brought that up is when we were coming down the interstate, I was doing our scriptures quoting, and I got it backwards. I got John 14, 15, and Paula hit the dashboard of our vehicle. I'm like, what happened? I thought I ran over a deer or something. She's like, you misquoted that. I'm like, well, I think God will forgive me. I'm not sure. I don't know the way you did that one. Okay, but anyway, John 14, 15, 15, 14. So we know that Jesus is the voice of authority, and he's a voice of instruction. Before I go any further, are we all in agreement? Okay, let's get our third point. And no, don't think you're getting out that quick. We have 4 points. Amy went like this. I've never seen her use both hands. Yes. All right. So I'm picking on poor Amy today. All right, let's do our third point. When you listen to the voice of Jesus, you're listening to the voice of a shepherd as well. Do you like that? We're listening to our leader. Jesus is the shepherd. That means we are the... Jesus is the shepherd. That means we are the sheep. Okay, very good. So John 10, 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and the Bible says, and they follow me. Verse 28, I give them eternal life, that they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Why? Because we belong to the Lord. That doesn't say that apostasy is not real. That doesn't mean that we can't fall away. But that means what? That if we're holding to Jesus Christ, and then we hear Jesus, and we do what he's calling us to do, nobody has more power than Jesus Christ. Nobody can walk up and separate us from the Father except me and you. We're the only ones that can separate ourselves from the Lord. Amen? But we can't blame the devil. Sometimes when we have a tendency to get caught up in things and perhaps we fall away a little bit, well, the devil made me do it and this happened, and oh, the devil had these things in the world. You made and I made the conscious decision to say what we said and to do what we did. Yes or no? So the only way that we can be snatched away from the Lord is when we open it up and say, come and get me, devil. Now that sounds really wide open, but when we participate in things that go against the will of God, we are saying, come and get me, devil. Yes or no? When we view things, Tony, that we shouldn't be viewing, right? When we view things we shouldn't be doing, what are we doing? Come and get me, devil. I'm an open target. When we are participating with a group we shouldn't be participating with, when we are getting ourselves buried in sin, we are opening ourselves up saying, just come and get me, devil. Because why? Because I've rejected the voice of authority. I've rejected the voice of instruction. And I've rejected the voice of my shepherd. A sheep follows the shepherd. Yes or no? This is what I want us to make sure we understand. Folks, listen. John 10, 27, do it again. My sheep, they hear my voice, and I know them, and they'll follow me. Verse 28, I'll give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Jesus calls us, every one of us, to a life of following him, a life of consecration, if I may, according to Romans 12, what you and I talked about that Wednesday night, Jerry. Romans 12, 1 and 2. And we know that he calls us to follow him in a life of separation, separating ourselves from the desires of the world and moving ourselves to the desires of Christ. Luke 9, 57 through 62. Separating ourselves from that earthly desire and moving on with the desire to follow him. Luke 9, verse 23. And he said to them all, if anyone desires to follow me, let him deny himself and take up his, how often? And then what, Tony? Follow me. Very good. Jesus also calls us to a life of self-denial, Matthew 16, down in verse 24. And certainly calls us to a life of service, according to Matthew 6, 24. Not following the world, not loving the world, not trying to divide our dedication of love between the world and of the Father, but making sure that we are wholeheartedly dedicated to Jesus Christ, doing what Jesus is calling us to do, listening to the voice of Jesus, hearing Jesus. Head over to Psalm 23 regarding the shepherd. You already there? Oh, cool. The Bible says in Psalm 23, there's 6 verses, the scripture says, the Lord is my... Finish it up. Now, that passage of scripture is 100% the truth, Darlene. Do you agree with it? 100%. However, we need to qualify. Abby, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He is our shepherd, but we have to choose him to be our shepherd. Does that make sense? For one who continues in error, for one who continues in sin, the one who just continues to involve themselves in iniquity, corruption, and having situations that they know God wouldn't approve of, you're not choosing him as your shepherd. Because as a shepherd, and me as a sheep, as a shepherd and you as a sheep, we're making a commitment to follow him. Amen? And if we make that commitment to follow him, that means we are to hold to his teachings. His teachings. Say that with me. His teachings. Not our desires. Not what this flesh wants. But what God is calling for me and you to do. I wonder, and I work in a funeral home, so I see death every single day, multiple times a day. But I wonder how many of those people that pass away was listening to the voice of authority. Were they listening to the voice of instruction? Were they following the shepherd? It scares me to death to think about the number of people that enter into their graves not knowing Jesus Christ, not obeying Jesus Christ. I hear these people come up and they'll ask me, they say, well, he don't have a preacher, she don't have a preacher, would you mind officiating the service? Well, sure, I'll officiate the service. But I don't stand there in a line and say, he's in a better place or she's in a better place. What I stand there and do is I say, as Mrs., what's a good name? I'm afraid I don't want to jinx anybody. Jerry Lynn, Esther. Okay, it was Aunt Myrtle Dean. Passes away, I say, as Aunt Myrtle Dean passed into eternity. That way it's all, because I'm not going to preach somebody into heaven. I don't have that authority. Only Jesus does. Amen? I don't know if she received the instruction. I don't know if she responded to the instruction. It's a sad state of affairs, the number of people today that keep putting Jesus off, that just keep putting them off. You know that he's got the authority to tell you what to do. You know he's giving you the instructions on how to do it. What then? Are we waiting on? And some of you are already Christians, and I'm a Christian. What are we waiting on to do it right? Does that make sense? Are you following me? Just because we've been baptized in the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, that don't send you to heaven. Our faithful obedience to God sends us to heaven. So what we have to do is be certain that we are living our lives according to the authority of Christ, the instruction of Christ, in making sure that we understand that he is my shepherd and I'm going to follow him at all expense. Confirm it with an amen if you believe it. Very good. So, I think about Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. He doesn't, Jerry, listen, he don't throw me out there and say, you better be obedient and walk away. He leads me in that, doesn't he? He shows me this awesome God, darling, that we serve, this Christ, this risen Christ that we serve. He has shown us, Amy, what we are to do to be acceptable in his sight, to be joint heirs with his son in that beautiful place called heaven. We got to get this right, brothers and sisters. I love the fact that he is my shepherd. I love the fact of what he's calling us to do. He restores our soul. He leads me to paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Yes, things are going to happen. Yes, I'm going to be scared to death at times. Yes, I'm going to face death. I'm going to face death of loved ones, and I'm going to face death of my own, but I will fear no evil. Why? Because Jesus, because God, for thou art with me, your rod and the staff, they comfort me. I get my comfort from God. I get my comfort from the shepherd. Amen? Not from the world. Matter of fact, the Bible goes on to say this great psalmist says, you prepare this table. You prepare a table before me. And even in the presence of my enemies, you're taking care of me. You anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. You've provided so much, God, that I can't even put it into human terms how great this is. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I love the promise that he found. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, the Bible says, forever. I love that confidence in God. Amen? And I submit to you today that every one of us should have that same confidence, that we should come to that throne of God boldly because we know the promises that we have in the Bible. So we've got the voice of authority, the voice of instruction, and we have the voice of a shepherd. Let's close with this one. Amy, this is the first closing, so it really don't mean anything, right? It's always the second one. All right, so when we hear the voice of Jesus, we also hear the voice of a friend. I love that song that you lead, Jerry, sometimes.